Morning. So when I was reflecting on Black Canadians in the Armed Forces, the first thing I realized is that there is so much to cover. So with that in mind, I'll start with a brief history of Black Canadians in the Canadian military. So pre-Confederation, escaped slaves were likely some of the first to fight for the Canadians on Canadian soil, as they were offered freedom and land if they fought for the British cause during the American Revolution. Black men fighting for the British continued. They were organized into independent companies, which is about 150 to 200 men. And in specific, I found one example, Captain Runchie's command, Company of Colored Men was formed. This was a War of 1812 unit, and they helped defend Upper Canada. Next, I continued to research, and I found that Black soldiers also played an important part in the Upper Canada Rebellion. This was in 1837 to 1839. In all, approximately 1,000 Black militiamen fighting in 5 companies helped put down the rebellion, including taking part in important battles such as the Battle for Toronto. In 1857, we see a very prominent Black man emerge, William Hall. He was the 3rd Canadian ever and the first Black person ever to be awarded a Victoria Cross, which is the highest award for military valentry in the Commonwealth system. He was awarded this honor while serving with the Royal Navy in the Indian Rebellion. In 1860, the Victoria Rifles were formed. This is a military unit that was formed in Nova Scotia and was established in the wake of the Crimean War. They participated in a couple of guard ceremonies to honor the prince, but unfortunately, later that same year, soon after, the regiment was disbanded. Relatively few Black Canadians served in the military in the years immediately following Confederation. I couldn't find a specific reason why, but we did see a few members travel over to South Africa as part of that campaign. In post-Confederation times, obviously the major first conflict that we saw as Canadians was World War I. Many young Black Canadians were eager to serve King and Country during World War I. At that time, however, established practices made it very difficult for these Black men to join the Canadian Army. Despite those barriers, some of them were able to join the Canadian Army during the opening years of the war. However, Black Canadians wanted a chance to serve their country at a larger scale and fought and petitioned the government for that chance. This led to the July 5th, 1916 formation of the No. 2 Construction Battalion in Nova Scotia. This was the first large Black military unit in Canadian history. The Black Battalion, as they were known, had one of the few Black commissioned officers in the Canadian Army during the war. This was their chaplain, Reverend William White, who also helped play a large role in getting the unit formed. He was given the rank of honorary captain, and you can actually read a little bit more about him on the cover of the leaflet today. With World War II, we saw an expansion in the service of Black Canadians in the military. While some Black recruits would encounter resistance when joining the Army, in contrast to the First World War, there were no segregated battalions, so they ended up joining regular units. They served on the front lines, in support roles, and all various types of roles. And we also saw a large influx of Black women joining the military at this time, too. They would be in support roles, allowing the men to be available for the front lines. By the 1950s, some traces of the discriminatory recruiting and employment practices did remain. However, we did see Black Canadians included in the troops that were sent to the Korean War. In the post-war era, we saw more notable Black Canadians rising throughout the military. For example, Raymond Lawrence joined the Navy in 1953 and rose to become the first Black Petty Officer First Class and first Black Correctional Coxswain on a Canadian ship. Another example is Major Stephen Blizzard, who came to Canada in 1958 from Trinidad and became a jet pilot and flight surgeon. As you can see, many opportunities during this time became available for Black Canadians in the military. And of course, in present time, we are standing on the shoulders of giants. Throughout my military career, I've met many Black Canadians in the military from near and from far. Some are first-generation Canadians, and some have a long-storied familial tradition of service. So with that historical context, I decided to narrow it down a little bit closer to home for me. So allow me to, if I may, talk about a few members of my unit, the Queensland Rifles of Canada. Queensland Rifles have been around for over 150 years, having been formed in 1860. We are a Toronto unit based downtown and a very multicultural unit. So the first rifleman I want to talk about is Rifleman Lester Brown. He was drafted and assigned to the Queensland Rifles at the age of 23. He was part of the Normandy landings at Juno Beach as part of D-Day. However, a few days after he arrived, he was wounded pretty badly and sent back home. Upon returning to Canada, he worked for the CP Rail as a porter. So this was actually a pretty common experience for soldiers returning from World War II during the time, as the career options for black Canadians were still very limited. In his later years, he told his grandchildren that he had trouble sleeping and experienced nightmares from his war experience. Despite that, he was able to continue his career and actually become promoted to a conductor on the CP Rail. Another member of the Queensland I want to talk about is Sergeant June Paris. She was a long-standing member of the Queensland Regimental family. Though she was not technically part of our unit, she was our chief clerk when I first joined the unit over a decade ago. She was part of a military family and had generations of black Canadians from her family that served in war and peacetime. June was always taking care of the unit. She looked out for our well-being, she ensured we got paid, and she actually helped cook the hot dogs and hamburgers for our unit barbecues. But above all else, she was there to talk to whenever we had an issue. Last, I want to talk about one of my best friends at the unit, one of my brothers in arms, Sergeant Stephen Thomas. He served multiple tours in Afghanistan, including actions for which he was honored with the Medal of Bravery. He is a great, skilled soldier, but above all else, he is also a great father and husband. His family has been going through some hardships over the past few years, and through it all, he's made sure that his kids are still getting life skills they need to be successful. His children are a reflection of him, and they continue to stay positive through the turmoil. It is our privilege as a regimental family to also come together and support Steve and his family. Steve continues to be a pillar in his community and in the regiment. There are countless other stories of inspiration and success that I could tell reflecting back on black Canadian soldiers, including black Canadians within the Queen's Zone. And through it all, when I reflect on it, what comes to mind is persistence through adversity. To serve despite discriminatory practice, to push through circumstance, including personal mental issues, to have a successful career, to serve despite being a woman during the times where that was also a contentious issue, and to positively influence future generations of Canadians, including black Canadians. I feel that we must remember to reflect on our roots, but we also must continue to forge new living history and leverage the success of the past in the future. I think that the three riflemen that I've highlighted have had an outsized impact in the military, their families, and the community they call home. They have shaped the person I am, and I will strive to live up to their examples and all the examples set forth by black Canadians in the military. Thank you very much.